You're Camden, March 2007. Your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. camden.gov.uk. The front cover highlights articles inside the magazine, such as what you get for your council tax, A to Z Essentials, your quick guide to council services, your news from around the borough on page 4, Healthy Eating, Obesity Awareness Week on page 14, Housing News on page 20, that's Noise Nuisance, Sport, Football Wardens on page 21, and What's On, which includes Win Tickets to Legoland on page 22. Page 2 is an advertisement, Make Life Easier, Pay Your Council Tax by Direct Debit, and the telephone number to organise this is 020 7974 6470. Page 3. You're Camden, March 2007, Issue 8. Track 1, page 4, your news, around the borough. Track 2, on page 9, council tax freeze, zero increase for our council tax. On page 11, Camden consults, long-term care plans. Track 3, page 12, A to Z essentials, all your council services. Track 4, page 14, your health, better living advice. And on page 16, young Camden, join the police cadets. On page 17, staying independent, help with your shopping. On track 5, you have your views, which are on page 18, and that includes your letters. Page 19, birthday celebrations, Swiss cottage turns 1. Track 6, on page 20, you have housing news, with an article on noise nuisance. Page 21, Sports Camden, an article about football wardens. Track 7, page 22, What's On, events listings and competition. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020 7974 6021. Page 4. Latest news. Clamp down on skunk dealers. Camden Town is set for a huge boost in police numbers and a 2-year clean-up drive. It involves council funding for 18 new police community support officers, PCSOs, as well as support from 10 further Camden police officers. The £300,000 investment marks the start of a major council and police project to clean up Camden Town. The aim is to work with residents and businesses to dramatically reduce the aggressive drugs market in the area. New officers will be on the streets by mid-2007, and other plans include a revamp of Camden Tube Station, as well as Chalk Farm and Camden Lock Bridge. The move follows calls from local residents, businesses and visitors in recent consultations. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk. Incentives to go green. We have set tough new targets to encourage everyone to reduce, reuse and recycle more of the 130,000 tonnes of rubbish binned in the borough each year. We aim to use incentives to encourage residents to recycle more rather than fining those who don't. If rubbish keeps going to landfill, the impact on the environment keeps rising. Let's Talk Rubbish, Camden's Waste Strategy 2007-2010, sets out plans to cut the amount of waste produced locally. This will include trials to change the balance of household recycling and rubbish collections, and new business recycling collections. We will also cut our own paper consumption and buy more recycled goods. You can find out more information at camden.gov.uk/recycling. or phone 020 7974 6914. Easy way to pay. We all lead busy lives and sometimes it can be easy to forget to pay all our bills on time. Well, now you can sit back and relax after setting up a direct debit for your council tax. Paying by direct debit is easy. Just call us on 020 7974 6470 or fill in the form in your payment book. Remember, you can also pay by credit or debit card online. Telephone and online banking. If you would like to pay by telephone or online banking, our sort code is 08 1-9-0-33. And our payment name is Camden C Tax. Account number 61282663. Your account reference number is your council tax account number, which starts with a 7. You can pay in person at the town hall by post, standing order, at a post office, paypoint, or at a bank. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/council tax, phone 020-7974-6470, or see the back of your council tax bill, which will be sent to you in March. Olympics in Camden. Camden is set to benefit from the 2012 Olympics under plans to make the most of the economic and cultural opportunities on offer. Together with our partners and the Local Strategic Partnership, LSP, we have set out schemes to make sure everyone in the borough can benefit. The plans include improvements to our transport, streets and parks, and opportunities for employment, volunteering and health. The aim is to ensure that any improvements made for the 2012 Olympics can be enjoyed by our local communities long after the Games are over. You can read more about the Olympic plans by visiting camden.gov.uk/ISP. Quids in with real nappies. From birth to being potty trained, a baby will get through between 4,000 and 6,000 disposable nappies. At almost 17p a time, the total nappy bill per baby could be around £1,000. A lot of money to spend on something that ends up in a landfill site. But there is a cheaper and greener alternative, and we're offering Camden parents £54 to get started. Forget old-fashioned terry towelings and fiddly safety pins. Modern cotton nappies are pre-shaped with Velcro or popper fastenings, which means there's no tricky folding involved. A liner inside absorbs moisture, and a waterproof, breathable cover prevents leaks. And if the thought of washing the nappies yourself doesn't appeal, you can use a local laundry service to do it for you. The total cost of using real nappies could be half that of using disposables, and you'll be doing your bit to reduce the amount of nappies that end up in landfill. You can find out more about real nappies and the £54 voucher scheme. Visit camden.gov.uk/nappies. Call 020-7974-3958 or email nappies@camden.gov.uk. Page 5. Value for money. You will not pay a penny more to Camden for your council tax in the next financial year. A zero-level council tax rise was agreed at the end of February. The proposed total council tax bill for 2007/08 includes an added cost that goes to the Mayor of London, known as a precept. And while Camden's part of council tax stays the same, overall the council is proposing to spend an extra £10 million on services next year. This includes £5 million on maintaining a high level of care for elderly and vulnerable residents, £1.7 million on projects for young people, £500,000 to help the Building Schools for the Future programme as part of a £200 million government investment. We are also spending more to help improve our environment and give you more influence in decisions that affect you. Projects include £50,000 for a new youth council so young people can influence decisions that affect them, £50,000 for more youth services to give young people more opportunities and safe places to go, £90,000 for a new borough-wide free graffiti removal service. The Mayor's precept pays towards the Greater London Authority, Metropolitan Police Authority, Transport for London, the London Fire and Emergency Planning Authority, and the 2012 London Olympics. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/council tax. How should we recycle? Did you know that Camden residents recycle the highest proportion of rubbish out of all the inner London boroughs? In the spring, the council will carry out a study into the environmental impacts of how recycling is collected. This will look at the pros and cons of the different ways of doing this. Either collecting everything mixed up together, as happens currently, and separating it out at a different site, or sorting out the material separately into the lorry at the curb. We have also called for a broader national study into the recycling industry, including the energy and technology that is used, and UK and overseas markets for manufacturing recycled materials into new consumer goods. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/recycling or by calling 020 7974 6914. Concern over proposed tram. We have raised concerns about the impact that Transport for London's TfL proposed Cross River tram might have on residents. The plans suggest the tram's route could run through Bloomsbury, Somers Town and Camden Town, but we're worried that it could push more traffic onto residential streets and near to schools. We also want potential crime and pedestrian safety issues around the tram and traffic areas to be addressed. Although the tram aims to provide better public transport, we want TfL to listen to and resolve these concerns. You can find out more at tfl.gov.uk/tram. Page 6. Community News. Adoption Support. The Post-Adoption Centre, PAC, in Kentish Town, which has been offering advice and support to all affected by adoption for 20 years, has just launched a new programme of seminars, workshops and groups. For adoptive and foster carers, there are events like Parents as Healers, Living with a Traumatised Child, and Introduction to Theraplay. Adoptees can attend a group for adopted adults as parents, and a workshop on relationships, anger, and intimacy. There are groups for birth mothers thinking about or recently in reunion, and a workshop on birth fathers and reunion. There are also events for adoption professionals. For further details, contact PAC's training department on 020 7284 0555, email training@postadoptioncentre.org.uk or visit postadoptioncentre.org.uk. Help your local hospital. The Royal Free Hampstead NHS Trust wants to know what you think about its application to become a foundation trust. A foundation trust is an organisation which members of the public can join and which is free from government authority. Foundation trusts have more control over their own affairs, including borrowing money for investment. The consultation runs until Friday the 13th of April. Find out more at public meetings in March and April or by contacting 020 7830 2017 or foundation@royalfree.nhs.uk. You can also request a copy of the consultation or download it online at royalfree.nhs.uk/foundation. Do you have any community news? Email us, yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Camden in Top 10. We have been rated as one of the top 10 councils in the country by the independent public sector watchdog, the Audit Commission. You can find out how well Camden provides services for you by visiting the Audit Commission website. They said we have continued to improve our services, particularly for young people and adults with social care needs. The report is part of an annual comprehensive performance assessment, CPA, where all councils are measured to see how well they deliver and improve services. We have been rated as 4 stars out of 4, with strong prospects for improving in the future. You can find out more at auditcommission.gov.uk. We are always looking to improve what we do, so if you disagree or have suggestions about how we can provide your services better, let us know. Write to us at Your View, Free Post, RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H, 9JE. Christmas tree recycling up 5%. Thanks to everyone who recycled their Christmas tree this year. 41 tonnes of waste, the weight of more than 100 polar bears, was diverted from landfill, 5% more than last year. Your trees become compost. 40-litre bags are on sale from Regis Road Recycling Centre for £2 each. You can find out more by calling 020 7974 6914 or on our website camden.gov.uk/recycling. Beating the bounds. Everyone is invited to join the Mayor of Camden on a sponsored walk around the borough's boundaries. Walkers will be, in quotes, beating the bounds of Camden on Saturday the 14th of April in aid of the Mayor's chosen charities, the NSPCC and Sports Aid. In the past, the ceremony of beating the bounds was used to settle boundary disputes. Parish officials would walk along the exact boundary, even if that meant carrying ladders to scale walls or trampling through their flower beds. The 2007 walk will follow a slightly more sensible route. Starting at the town hall, this is a unique opportunity to see some of the lesser-known panoramic views and country lanes that Camden has to offer. A highlight of the walk is the chance to be sworn in as a Freeman of Highgate in the ancient ceremony of swearing on the horns at the Flask Pub in Highgate. There are plenty of rest and refreshment stops planned, and if the full 17-mile walk sounds a step too far, you can join for part of it. Everyone is welcome to join the walk. Why not arrange a group from your school, community centre or residents' association? There is a registration fee of £10, which goes to the Mayor's chosen charities. You can find out more about joining the walk or sponsoring the Mayor by calling 020 7974 5725 or email mayor@camden.gov.uk. The walk takes place on Saturday the 14th of April at 9 a.m. and is expected to finish around 6 p.m. Page 8. This carries a Somali translation and a Bengali translation of a feature article entitled Where Does Your Council Tax Go? Page 9. Where does your council tax go? In the coming year, we will spend £245 million on providing a wide range of services, with £91.940 million of that coming from your council tax. The services that we offer you are financed by your council tax payments, along with government grants, in brackets including our share of the business rates. Your council tax helps us to provide services like schools, roads, recycling, housing and leisure centres. We also provide funding for the voluntary sector, social services and planning services with the money we spend. In 2006-07, we used your council tax along with other funding for community policing, in brackets safer neighbourhood teams, to every ward in Camden with our police partners. Support to vulnerable residents in hostels and other supported housing schemes through successfully securing a £36.4 million government grant. More childcare places for young children by opening Kilburn Grange and Harmood Community Children's Centre. 17 of our schools in the top 25% of all schools nationally and 5 Camden schools on Ofsted's annual list of outstanding schools. The first new library for over 30 years, Kilburn Library, featuring the first self-issue book terminal. In 2007, we will bring criminal justice to the heart of communities by enabling residents to decide community sentences where appropriate through the community payback scheme. Begin the transformation of our secondary and special education schools by investing up to £200 million through the government's Building Schools for the Future programme, with the first new building to be completed in 2011. 1,200 new secondary places and 250 new sixth form places will be created. Introduce environmentally friendly parking measures, which will see the majority of residents pay less for parking. The measures include free parking for residents with electric vehicles and cheaper residents' parking permits for low-emission vehicles. Take a fresh look at the way we provide adult social care, how people access it, how we assess their needs and how we manage their care. Actively engage and involve young people in local decision-making by establishing a youth council. In March, you will receive a copy of the council tax booklet, which explains in more detail where your money goes. You can find out more in April when we publish our new corporate plan, which looks at our achievements and priorities for improvements. Visit camden.gov.uk to see the corporate plan. Page 10. recycle as usual this Easter. There is no change for the recycling dates. Collections will continue as normal. Change for refuse collection. There will be no domestic refuse collections on Easter Monday, the 9th of April. Collections on other days are as normal. For further information on your recycling and refuse collection, call 020 7974 6914. Visit camden.gov.uk/recycling or email recycling@camden.gov.uk. Page 11. Camden Consults. Home Sweet Home. Have your say on new plans to improve residential care homes in the borough. As our expectations of old age change, we demand and expect more, especially from our homes. Despite an excellent level of care, our homes lack things like baths, ensuite toilets and pleasant open spaces. Muhammad Islam, 30, from Gospel Oak, is married with two children and an example of the changing attitudes. I'm well now, and it's difficult to think so far in the future, but if I had to move, I'd want to go with my wife to a home as good as my own. Gary Harvey, 86, of Park Hill Road, is another advocate for change. He said, "We all need contact with nature. A space with trees and flowers would make a big difference." That's why the council has launched a £26 million plan to revamp our homes for older people. We've published a document, Serving Older People, to explain what we want to do. But we need to know what you think. The proposals include two new care homes with a mix of rooms for nursing and residential care, as well as intensive support for vulnerable elderly residents. The Charlie Ratchford Centre in Chalk Farm would also be renewed, along with new extra care apartments, social activities and 24-hour care on site. Sheila Green is a regular at the Charlie Ratchford Centre that is looking forward to the changes, but concerned about keeping it personal. "If you've got to move, I think you should be able to bring your own things." Similarly, Brian Rutter of Baybridge Estate has already voiced his concern about support. "I had a heart attack 4 years ago, and I get aches and pains. It would be nice to know there was help available close by, 24 hours a day." The consultation will run until the 4th of May. Giving your views is simple. Serving Older People and the questionnaire are available online, camden.gov.uk, and from all main council offices and libraries. You can also get more information by calling 020 7974 3265 or text phone 020 7974 6866. We are also hosting a series of borough-wide meetings. In brackets, details are on camden.gov.uk and in Serving Older People. A to Z Essentials, Guide to Services. Do you need to know how to get your white goods collected, when your local library is open, or how to set up a direct debit payment for your council tax? This guide will help you find the right contact. It is alphabetical. Abandoned Vehicles, 020 7974 6914. Adoption, free phone 080 00 281 436. Benefits Service, council tenants 020 7974 5760, owner occupiers 020 7974 5760, housing association tenants 020 7974 5950, private tenants 020 7974 5764. Cashier's Payment Line, 020 7974 6104, camden.gov.uk/pay. Camden Safety Net Domestic Violence Service. Caseworkers, 020 7974 3665 or 3557 or 3608. Incident Worker, 020 7974 3612 or 1864 or 3662. Children, Families and Adult Social Care Services, 020 7974 1679. Children's Information Service, 020 7974 1679. Consumer Protection, Trading Standards, 020 7974 6925. Licensing, 020 7974 6967. Council Job Vacancies, 020 7974 6642, camden.gov.uk/jobs. Council tax 020-7974-6470. camden.gov.uk/council tax. Customer services 020-7278-4444. Text phone 020-7974-6866. Not sure which number to call? Contact customer services for general inquiries and information, or visit camden.gov.uk. Page 13. Food safety 020-7974-6925. Out of hours 020-7974-4444. camden.gov.uk/food safety. Fostering 020-7974-1185. Homelessness 020-7974-5801. Out of hours 020-7278-4444. Homophobic harassment hotline 0800-328-2509. Housing allocation of temporary accommodation 020-7974-6498. Assessment of applications in brackets register 020-7974-6974. District housing officers Camden Town 020-7974-4422. Gospel Oak 020-7974-6774. Hampstead 020-7974-6548. Holborn 020-7974-3566 or 3611. Holborn King's Cross Team 020-7974-6484. Kentish Town 020-7974-6813. Private Sector Housing Advice 020-7974-8855. Housing Patrol 020-7974-8205. Monday to Saturday 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sunday 2:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Housing Repairs 020-7974-1212. Siletti Speaking Service 020-7974-6565. camden.gov.uk/housing. Libraries camden.gov.uk/libraries. Belsize Library 020-7974-6518. Camden Town Library 020-7974-1563. Chalk Farm Library 020-7974-6526. Heath Library 020-7974-6520. Holborn Library 020-7974-6345. Kilburn 020-7974-1965. Regent's Park 020-7974-1530. St Pancras 020-7974-5833. Swiss Cottage 020-7974-6522. West Hampstead Library 020-7974-6610. Noise 020-7974-2090. Weekends 020-7278-4444. Out of hours service 020-7278-4444 in brackets 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Parking services 020-7974-4646. camden.gov.uk/parking. Planning 020-7974-1911. camden.gov.uk/planning. Pest control 020-7974-5976. Racial harassment hotline 0800-138-1661. 24-hour free phone. Recycling services 020-7974-6914. camden.gov.uk/recycling. Rubbish collections 020-7974-6914. camden.gov.uk/waste. Registration of births, deaths and marriages 020-7974-1900. School admissions 020-7974-1625. camden.gov.uk/schools. Street lighting 020-7974-5035. camden.gov.uk/streetproblems. Street Wardens, King's Cross 020-7974-8430, Bloomsbury and Camden Town 020-7974-5195, camden.gov.uk/streetwardens. White Goods Collection 020-7974-6914, camden.gov.uk/recycling. Visit camden.gov.uk for all the latest council information. Page 14. A Fresh Start for Smokers. 14th of March 2007 is National No Smoking Day, and this year's theme is Make a Fresh Start. No Smoking Day is a great opportunity to stop, and there is lots of help on offer. Everyone knows about the health benefits that come from stopping smoking, and there are plenty of other reasons to quit. Your wallet will be healthier too. Even if you're not ready to stop, maybe this is a good day to start thinking about it. A number of local events are planned for No Smoking Day, including London Irish rugby team will be handing out flyers in Kilburn High Road, a badminton tournament in Euston, the Stop Smoking team will be out and about in the health bus in Camden High Street. Camden has a dedicated, free Stop Smoking service offering support in a number of settings, which, combined with using something like a patch, you're up to four times more likely to give up for good. What are you waiting for? Take advantage of this free service and make a fresh start. You can take advantage of these services by making a free call to 0800 10 704 01 or logging on to smokefreecamden.nhs.uk. Weighty issues. Obesity is a growing problem in Camden, like everywhere else in Britain. National Obesity Awareness Week runs from the 11th of March and aims to remind us there are lots of simple ways to beat the bulge. If you think you need to lose a little weight, the main things to remember are: make healthy choices. It's a good idea to choose low-fat and low-sugar varieties. Eat plenty of fruit and veg and whole grains. Get more active. It's also important to eat a variety of types of food so you get all the nutrients your body needs. Physical activity is a good way of using up extra calories and helps us to control our weight. Our active health team runs over 70 physical activity courses a week across Camden. Courses like Shape Up are designed to help people get a healthier relationship with food and exercise. They offer free or subsidised activities along with advice on diet and exercise and are available to people referred by their GP. You can find more information on staying fit in Camden at camden.gov.uk/sport or phone 020 7974 1542. Page 16. Young Camden. Have something to say? Tell us what you want to read about. Email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk or yourcamden free post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE. Police Academy. Police cadets in Camden get involved in everything from film premieres to camping expeditions. You don't have to be a detective to see the opportunities on offer. Camden's volunteer police cadets are young people aged 14 to 19 years old, learning about policing in London. Weekly cadet meetings include presentations on subjects such as firearms, helicopter units, and the cadets also get involved with safer neighbourhood teams at community events. Cadets have even been helping with test purchasing for the underage selling of tobacco, alcohol and fireworks. In addition to learning about policing, cadets get the chance to develop their life skills, self-reliance, team building, and respect for themselves and others. Camden cadets have already enjoyed a day out mountain biking in Surrey and are already planning a host of camping expeditions to the New Forest and the Lake District later this year. The activities you take part in can count towards the Duke of Edinburgh Award. If sport is your thing, you will be interested to know that cadets have taken part in a competition organised by the Police Wrestling Association and will be participating in a football competition with other cadet units in March. Camden's cadets Meet on Thursday evenings between 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. at Swiss Cottage School, Avenue Road, NW8 6HX. You can find out more by calling Sergeant Matthews on 020 8733 6871 or 07789 653 284, met.police.uk/cadets. Get creative with MediaBox. Are you 13 to 19 years old? Do you have something to say? Are you interested in working in the media? MediaBox could be the answer. Young people across the country and Camden are getting their voices heard through hands-on media projects. If your proposal is accepted, you could get a grant from £100 to £1,000 to create your media project in film, radio, TV, print, photography or the web. You can apply on your own or as a group and must complete your project by March 2008. Organisations can apply for up to £80,000 for a youth-led Media Box project, and the next application deadline for these larger grants is the 27th of March. So, whether you are applying individually or as a group, why not do it now? The experience will look great on your CV, and you can make sure your voice is heard. For more information, you can call 0121 753 4866 or check out media-box.co.uk. Independent shopping. Staying independent can be hard as you get older, but now a new shopping service can help. Even the things you used to do easily, such as shopping, can become a difficult task when you get older, especially if you have health problems as well. Internet shopping offers the perfect solution, and a free service from Camden Age Concern is helping older people benefit from shopping on the web without having to go near a computer. Winifred McKernan, 87, from Archway, used to do her own shopping, but her deteriorating health means she is no longer able to do so. Unable to get home help to do her weekly shop for her, she signed up to the shopping service. Every Tuesday she receives a call from Camden Age Concern. They take her order over the phone, order her shopping for her online, and the supermarket delivers it at an agreed time and day. Winifred said, "I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't use the service. I'd have to pay someone to shop for me or go into a home. It's helped me stay independent." Margaret Meehan, 78, another user of the service, said, "Both my sister and I find the service very helpful. I'm happy and able to do some shopping myself, but I don't like to carry heavy goods. It's not the same as picking your own stuff, like loose fruit and veg, but it's cheaper than paying someone to shop for you." The service has helped many older people since it launched in August last year, and has also relieved already stretched carers from the supermarket run. All Camden residents aged over 60 can sign up for the service. You must have a bank account, a telephone, and must ensure that you or someone you have chosen will be available to receive the shopping when it is delivered. You also need to be able to put the shopping away yourself. The shopping service is funded by an £89,000 grant from Camden's Local Area Agreement, in brackets LAA. The LAA is a three-year agreement between Camden's Local Strategic Partnership and Central Government, and will see £17 million of government funding invested in the borough between 2006 and 2008. Get help with the bank. If you're interested in the shopping service but don't have a bank account, help is available. Our welfare rights advisors can help you find suitable bank services and apply for them. They can also check whether you are entitled to more benefits than you're currently getting. You can find out more by contacting Melanie Black on 020-7974-5563 or email melanie.black@camden.gov.uk. You can register for the shopping service. Call the shopping services coordinator, Ian Thomas, on 020-7554-3556. Email shopping@ageconcerncamden.org.uk or visit ageconcerncamden.org.uk. Your views on Your Camden. We want to hear your views. Write to Your Camden, Free Post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judge Street, London WC1H 9JE, or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. In the November issue of Your Camden, we asked for your views on this magazine. Your comments are helping us develop the magazine. Key findings include 74% of you thought the 18p per issue production cost for Your Camden provided good value for money. 88% of people said they read most or some of Your Camden. 89% said Your Camden is easy or fairly easy to read. Overall, 68% of people rated Your Camden very good or fairly good. Your comments. I like that it's bright and easy to read. Could there be more input from residents? That's from John. Not everything always interests me, but for free I think it is a good read. I like that it's all about Camden, but I would like to see some sports pages. That's from Carleen. It needs to be more colourful so more people read it. There needs to be more for young people to read, for example, quizzes and puzzles. And that's from Penny. Kate says, can be too direct, needs less serious issues and some more light-hearted things. Thank you to everyone who responded to the survey. As a direct result of your comments, we have introduced a sports page, see page 22, and we will be looking to use many more of your ideas in future issues. Your views matter. We want to hear your views. Have you read something in this magazine that has got you thinking? Is there something you disagree with or want to lend your support to? What do you think of the proposed tram route? See page 5. What has been your experience when visiting Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre? See page 19. Do you agree with the changes in estate recycling? See page 20. Write to us and tell us what you think. Or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Page 19. Sporty Swiss Cottage. More than 10,000 new members have joined Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre since it opened. The popular centre has been visited more than 700,000 times in its first year. This month, Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre celebrates its first anniversary. The centre, with its surrounding park and water feature, opened on the 18th of March 2006, completing the regeneration of the Swiss Cottage site. At Swiss, you'll find a 25-metre 8-lane pool, a training pool, a 4-court sports hall, 2 squash courts, a huge climbing wall, 2 multi-purpose studios and a state-of-the-art gym with 150 exercise machines. Year-round swimming is available for children under 16 for just £1 from Monday to Saturday, as it is at Oasis Leisure Centre. Sophie Hanscom from Highgate, Newtown, uses the swimming pool on her way home from work. Swiss is in a different league to the average council swimming pool. I like the pleasant temperature of the water and the fact that the centre is really bright and clean. Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre is managed by GLL, which operates as a social enterprise, reinvesting its profits in its services. GLL manages over 50 leisure centres across the London area, in partnership with 11 boroughs. There's something for everyone at Swiss Cottage. You can get swimming lessons or even do a course in gymnastics, ballet, football or rock climbing. If you haven't visited yet, why not drop in? You can find out more by contacting gary.dark@gll.org or calling 020-7974-2012 or 020-7974-5966. Open weekend, 17th to the 18th of March. Join for free during open weekend and save yourself a £35 joining fee. There's also plenty going on, including a children's football tournament on the all-weather pitch. For all prepaid and pay-and-play members, and booking is required for this, there is free gym induction and assessments and free masterclass in the aerobics studio. You can find out more by calling 020-7974-2012. Swiss Gets Checkup. The leisure centre and pool are about to undergo an inspection by our building contractors as part of a standard year-on check-up to ensure everything is working as it should. This means that from the 19th of March we expect the following temporary closures. The teaching pool, outside pitch and other areas are likely to be closed for 3 days. The main pool will be closed for up to 2 weeks as the ceiling is fully inspected. We apologise for any inconvenience caused. You can find out more by asking at the reception desk at the centre or go to camden.gov.uk. Page 20. Housing news. The quiet life. Everyone is bothered by noise from time to time, and too much exposure to loud noise can affect our hearing as well as our general health. Many of us struggle with noise problems but are not always sure what to do. We can help or advise you about noise from barking dogs, noisy neighbours, building sites, burglar and car alarms, roadworks. We offer a quick response service for noise problems like car and burglar alarms that affect a large number of people. Our quick response service aims to investigate these complaints in 3 hours. If your neighbours are causing noise, it is worth remembering they may not realise that their actions are causing a nuisance. A friendly personal approach can sometimes get the result you want. If you're worried about approaching them personally, a polite letter may sort out the problem, or you can contact your local district housing office. We offer a comprehensive noise service and will investigate complaints. You can report noise problems or get more information by visiting camden.gov.uk/noise or by calling during office hours 020-7974-2090, out of office hours 020-7974-8205, over weekends 020-7278-4444. Council tenants, help us to keep you safe in your home. Did you know that carbon monoxide fumes are invisible, have no smell, and can cause illness and even death? In the UK, about 50 people die each year in their homes from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. The fumes can come from gas heating appliances and pipes that are not working properly. That's why it's so important that we visit all council tenants every year to do a gas safety check. We'll write to you with an advance appointment, and you can rearrange it if necessary. The law says that we have to carry out these checks, and as a last resort, we will take tenants to court if they don't let us in. So please protect your health and that of your family and visitors by allowing us access into your home when we contact you. For homeowners, it's recommended that you have your appliances serviced annually, and if you rent your home privately, then you should contact your landlord for advice. What to do if you smell gas? If you smell gas in your home, you should call the National Grid, formerly called Transco, on 0900 111 999. The call is free and they will respond within 1 hour. You should also open all doors and windows, turn off the gas at the mains, and wait outside your home. Don't create a flame, smoke, or operate electrical switches. Remember, a CO2 alarm can be a lifesaver. For more help and information, you can call our housing repairs service on 020-7974-1212, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday. Change to estate recycling. Recycling facilities on some housing estates will change from the 1st of April. The trial doorstep service will be replaced with an estate mini recycling point. The estate's doorstep service was extremely expensive for the amount of recycled materials collected, while the new arrangements will be more cost-effective. You will be given a cream-coloured reusable bag to store your recyclables in at home and take them down to the recycling point where you already take your rubbish. You will be able to recycle exactly the same materials as before. Residents affected by the changes will receive a letter at the start of March. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/recycling or phone 020 7974 6914. Page 21. Sports Camden. An all-star team. Football in King's Cross is thriving with the help of street wardens. King's Cross Warden All Stars are a community football team with one eye on the stars of the Premiership. Originally set up by King's Cross Street Wardens, the scheme kicked off with a trip to see England Under-21s v France Under-21s at White Hart Lane. The All Stars have grown massively in popularity since then, Over 100 young people are now involved in weekly training sessions, with games every Saturday and competitions in the school holidays. James Connor, a King's Cross street warden and FA qualified coach, helped set up the scheme in partnership with Families in Focus. James used to work with the Manchester City Community Football Programme, and there is even talk of an exchange trip to Manchester, or perhaps a transatlantic visit for the USA Cup. We have more than 12 different nationalities in the team. Some are born here, others aren't, but they all come together happily in the name of football two or three times a week. We are currently in second place in the Camden and Regent's Park League, and the players' general behaviour has been a credit to their parents and their community, says James. The team began as a response to an increase in antisocial behaviour and fear of crime after youths began gathering around Cromer Street. Bullying and antisocial behaviour, either at football or outside, is not tolerated, and the scheme works closely with parents and the youth offending team to ensure this works. The main ethos is respect. Respect for themselves, respect for each other, respect for other teams, parents and teachers, added James. The team is open to all young people, and due to the All-Stars' popularity, the squad has now been split into two age groups, 8 to 12-year-olds and 13 to 16-year-olds. Several young people aged 16 and over have even begun training to be coaches with a view to taking over parts of the project. The project would not be able to continue without these young volunteers, alongside the help of other street wardens like Simeon Sheldon. Parents are now fully involved too, and the team's first AGM was held at the Town Hall a few months ago. It was here that a vote was held to name the team the King's Cross Warden All-Stars. Some parents thought it sounded too American for football. Perhaps the rest already have an eye on the USA Cup. The All-Stars are currently on the lookout for new training facilities in the King's Cross area due to storm damage at their current site at Calthorpe. If you can help or would like to get involved as a player or volunteer, ring James Connor on 07930 536 744 or Simeon Sheldon on 020 7974 5195. clubwebsite.co.uk/KingsCrossWardensAllStars. Track 7. What's On? Camden.gov.uk. Exhibitions. British Library dates. Pop Goes the Library. 50 years of the album charts until the 25th of March. The possibility of poetry. From Migrant Magazine to Artist Books. Until the 26th of March. The Gospels of Tsar Ivan Alexander. Until the 31st of March. William Blake. Under the Influence. Until the 21st of March. The Coleridge Archive, until the 27th of April. British Library, 96 Euston Road, NW1, 7412 7332. Champion of the Children, Janusz Korczak. Exhibition revealing how Korczak came to represent the rights of street children and orphans in Warsaw in the early 20th century. Jewish Museum, Camden. Raymond Burton House, 129-131 Albert Street, NW1, 7284-1997. From Courage to Freedom, three leading artists from West Africa create works to mark the bicentenary of the UK's parliamentary abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. Until the 28th of April, October Gallery, 24 Old Gloucester Street, WC1. Nigel Sutton, a retrospective celebrating 40 years of work for the Hammond High and the National Press. Borough House, New End Square, Hampstead, NW3. Soane and Turner, Illuminating a Friendship, dramatic and enticing show on the theme of the relationship between John Soane and J.M.W. Turner. Sir John Soane's Museum, 13 Lincoln's Inn Fields, WC2. More Than Life, Jennifer Mosen explores the defamiliarising qualities of light, revealing the fractures beneath the skin of modern life. Tuesday the 13th to Sunday the 25th of March, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6. 8348 8716. A New World, England's First View of America. John White's watercolours, which gave the Elizabethan world its first glimpse of America, are displayed alongside other maritime and scientific instruments from the late 16th century. British Museum, Great Russell Street, WC2. Music. Jazz Cafe, 5 Parkway, Camden. First class jazz and a great atmosphere. 7916 6060. March, The Zap Band. Monday the 12th, Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Wednesday the 14th to Friday the 16th. Joe Zawinul and the Zawinul Syndicate. Monday the 19th to Wednesday the 21st. Cool Keith, Thursday the 22nd of March. Lee Scratch Perry, Friday the 23rd to Sunday the 25th of March. The Mighty Diamonds, Monday the 26th. Lunchtime open jam session. Musicians are invited to play with the band and any visiting artist. F-Ire, Collective Sunday, Wheelchair Access. Karelia Players, a North London ensemble, perform local composer Alexis Bennett's recent work, High Tide Times, Sunday the 25th of March. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348 8716. Camden Music Service. Concerts, Camden Youth Jazz Band, New Camden Jazz Ensemble, Camden Jazz Quintet, Camden Jazz Voices and Camden Sunday Saxes, Sunday the 18th of March, The Spitz E1. Camden Philharmonia, Camden Guitar Orchestra, Camden Wind Band, Camden Concert Band, Sunday the 1st of April, St George's, Bloomsbury. Contact Deborah Rees on 7974 8442 for tickets. Monday nights at The Flask, kick back and relax to soothing jazz tunes. The Flask, 77 Highgate West Hill, N6, 8348 7346. Going potty. Emma has locked herself inside the wardrobe to have a day off from her husband and three children. Comedy drama probing the raw nerves of a marriage struggling under the conflicting demands of career and family. Until Sunday the 1st of April, New End Theatre, 27 New End, NW3, 0870 033 2733. Cabaret in the House. Katie Rowley-Jones and Friends, an afternoon of music and songs, with Nessa Rose from the West End's newest hit, Wicked. Sunday the 25th of March, Lauderdale House, Waterloo Park, N6. King of Hearts. The young heir to the throne falls for a very unsuitable girl and finds himself at war with a panicked Prime Minister. Until 31st of March, Hampstead Theatre, Eton Avenue, NW3, 7722 9301. Dance. Ballet, Saturday classes, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237 3574. Belly dancing Egyptian style, Monday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3. Call Hazel on 07930 969 305. Bio Danza, beginners Wednesday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. £8. The Octagon, St Saviour's Church, Eton Road, Chalk Farm, NW3, 7794 9175. Contemporary African dance classes. Thursdays, Central School of Ballet, 10 Herbal Hill, Clerkenwell Road, London, EC1, 7 to 8:30 p.m. £7. Sunday at Islington Arts Factory, 2 Parkhurst Road, N7, beginners 2:30 to 4 p.m. Intermediate stroke advanced, 4 to 5:30 p.m. £6.50. 07944 815 654. Expressions for adults and children. Ballet, ballroom, belly dance, Latin, jazz, street or tap. Expression Studios, Linton House, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5, 7813 1580. Odissi, Indian classical dance, Saturday, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Expression Studios, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5, 8965 7277. Perry School of Dance, Saturday, classes 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. St Paul's Church Hall, Camden Square, NW1, 07866 246 859. Tango Federico, Friday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Lesson 9 to 10 p.m. Milonga, £7. Erdang Academy, 20 to 22 Shelton Street, Covent Garden, WC2, 8291 4977. Tea Dances, Old Time Music, Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m, Camden Centre, Bidborough Street, WC1, 7974 5633. Arts and Crafts. Affordable Adult Art Classes. Basket Weaving, Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m, £1.50. Ceramics, Friday, 1 to 3 p.m, £2.50. Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6. Contact Lara on 7328 9480. Art in the Park, watercolour and oil painting, life drawing and landscape courses. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348 8716. Children. Art on Canvas art classes, Saturdays 5 to 12, Wednesdays 2 to 5. London International Gallery of Children's Art, O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3, 7435-0903. Ballet, Saturdays, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, NW3, 7237-3574. Busy Kids Art Classes and Workshops, Saturday Morning Shows. The Drones, Saturday the 24th of March. Jabalani and the Hungry Crocodile, Saturday the 31st of March. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348 8716. Drill Hall Dancers. Babies Play, Dance and Music Drop-In, Saturday 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. 3 to 5 years, Saturday 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. 5 to 8 years, Saturday 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney Street, WC1, 7307 5063. Fashion Fun Courses, Dressmaking and Accessories. Saturdays and After School Club, Friends Meeting House, 120 Heath Street, NW3, 7284-1431. Helen O'Grady Drama Academy, After School Dance Lessons, 8886-5244. Kids Crafts, Tuesdays 4 to 5:30 p.m. and Creative Clay, Fridays 4 to 5:45 p.m. Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6, 7328-9480. Playgroup, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Highgate Newtown Family Centre, 25 Bertram Street. Admission charge, wheelchair access. Rhyme Time, Term Time Introduction to Books and Fun for Families. Belsize Library, 7974-6518. Camden Town Library, 7974-1563. Chalk Farm Library, 7974-6526. Heath Library, 7974-6520. Highgate Library, 7974-5752. Holborn Library, 7974-6345 or 6. Kentish Town Library, 7974-6523. Queen's Crescent Library, 7974-6243. Kilburn Library, 7974-1965. Regent's Park Library, 7974-1530. St Pancras Library, 7974-5833. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 7974-6522. West Hampstead Library, 7974-6610. Rhyme Time with Dad, Fathers and Children, 0 to 4s, Rhymes, Songs and Storytelling. Swiss Cottage Central Library and West Hampstead Library. Check dates on 7974-6610. Swimming lessons run by Swiss Cottage Swimming Club, sessions at Mallinson Sports Centre, Highgate. For details, 7482-2834. Walks and Talks. Active Health Team Walks, Hampstead Heath, Mondays 10 a.m. Meet at Hampstead Heath Station, Southend Road, NW3. Regent's Park, Wednesday 10 a.m. Meet at Fitzrovia Medical Centre, Fitzrovia Square, W1. Meet Cafe Sport, the Regent's Park Tennis Centre, Yorkbridge, NW1. Single-sex walks are also on offer. For details, phone Camden Active Health Team on 020-7974-1542. Calmer, easier, happier parenting. Exploring strategies for helping your child improve skills and achieve their potential. The New Learning Centre, 211 Sumatra Road, NW6, 7794-0321. City Highlights, various walks and talks, Museum of London, London Wall, EC2, 0870-444-3850. Inner Space Meditation, Positive Thinking and Stress Management, 7836-6688. Marylebone Birdwatching Society, Hampstead Heath Walks, 2-hour stroll every Tuesday. Meet 10 a.m. at Parliament Hill Cafe, 8340-4184. Soirée Francophone, French Club. Mon auteur préféré, votre choix personnel. Wednesday the 14th of March, £3. Belsize Library, Antrim Road, NW3, 7974-6518. Royal Challenge accepted. Alistair Boyd talks about the fantastic journey he undertook in the 1950s, responding to a royal challenge to travel round the world for £5. Tuesday the 20th of March, Kilburn Library. For more information, call 7793 9064. Environment. For information on activities and events to do with nature conservation, Belsize Wood Nature Reserve, Jenny Wood Nature, Waterlow Park and the Amphibian Hunt, please go to camden.gov.uk/wildlife or telephone 7974 8818 for full details at all nature reserves. Community. Camden Lesbian Gay Bisexual Bridge. Wednesday 1pm, £1.50. Scrabble. Thursday 2pm, £1.50p. Friends. Borough House, New End Square, NW3. 7431 0144. Camden Lesbian Gay Bisexual and Transgender Forum meets monthly to discuss issues affecting people who work, live or socialise in Camden. CamdenLGBTForum.org.uk. Camden Victims Support, evening surgeries by appointment on the first and third Wednesday of the month, 7388 9550. Children's Information Service, CIS, provides information on childcare options, training, employment and education provision in the borough for 0 to 14 years, 7974 1679. Christians Together in Camden, prayer groups, Bible study, lifelines, summer lectures, worship, recitals. www.cityneighbours.com/groups/CTIC/CITCnews.php3. Free computer courses for those on benefits and pensions. Training link, 54 to 56 Phoenix Road, NW1. Gay Older Men's Group, organised by Age Concern Camden, last Tuesday of the month, 6pm. Ring Fraser Connell on 020-7794-7076 or f.connell@ageconcerncamden.org.uk. Marchmont Centre activities. Bridge, drama, Tai Chi, Qigong, swimming, Silver Threads Bingo, Bingo, Luncheon Club. Ring 7278-5635. Milman Street Centre for over 60s. Computer classes, bowling, dance, drama, yoga and photography. 7405-2493. New Start 50 Plus. Help for those over 50 looking for work. Age Concern Camden. 7837-3777. Regent's Park Tenants Association. Pool, ladies' darts, men's afternoon, bingo, social club. Ring 7387-5987. Post-adoption centre advice, support and information. 7284-0555. advice@postadoptioncentre.org.uk. St James's House, workshops and projects. Community Views, 15 to 20 Bruges Place, Baines Street, NW1, 7428-5999. Third Age Project for older people, offering classes in pottery, Bengali music, keep fit, bingo and English country dancing. 7383-4922. Tuesday activities at the Marchmont. Cards, Scrabble, Dominoes, Sewing. 7278-5635. Under 25's Advice Centre Service for 16 to 25 year olds, 7974-4595. West Hampstead Women's Centre, Irish Women's Personal Development Group, Writing Class, Counselling, Nurses Surgery, Asian Women's Project, Somali Women's Project, Massage. West Hampstead Women's Centre, 55 Hemstall Road, NW6. 7328-7389. Health and Fitness. Active Meditation. 7449-2129. Drill Hole Yoga. 8743-7746. Drill Hole, 016 Cheney Street, WC1. Free fitness classes for women, including under fives creche. Weedington Road, NW5. 07944-833-243. Hatha Yoga, Maiden Lane Community Centre, 7267-3230. Beginners stroke gentle Hatha Yoga, 7267-3230 or 7482-2786. Gentle Hatha Yoga, 7267-3230. Jiu-Jitsu for Adults, 7218-9176. Kateda Self-Defence, West Hampstead Community Centre, 07939 094 011 or 01908 83325. Kiksa, Ancient Indonesian Art, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, Winchester Road, NW3. Pilates Classes, Women and Health, 7482 2786 or 07832 242 049. Taekwondo, Tuition for Adults and Juniors, Taekwondo XL, Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, Kentish Town, Tuesdays 7 to 10pm, Thursdays 6 to 9:30pm, Wheelchair Access. Yoga, Tone, Stretch and Relax, Queen's Crescent Community Centre, Ashdown Crescent, 07971 920 033. Entries for the April issue of Your Camden should be received by Friday the 23rd of March. Competition. Win family tickets to Legoland Windsor. Legoland Windsor opens on the 17th of March for one of its biggest seasons ever, with an incredible new area, Land of Vikings. At its heart will be the Vikings River Splash, Legoland's biggest and wettest ride to date. We have five sets of family tickets, with four tickets in each set to give away. To win, just answer this question. Where is Legoland based? A. Windsor, B. Gloucester, C. Leicester. Send your answer along with your name, address and telephone number to Legoland Competition, Free Post, RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE. Closing date, Wednesday the 4th of April. Lego, the Lego logo and Legoland are trademarks of the Lego Group. Copyright 2007, the Lego Group, all rights reserved. For further information or to book, visit legoland.co.uk. Making the most of your council tax. In March, you will receive your council tax bill and booklet for 2007. It explains how we spend your council tax on a range of services, some key priorities for the coming year, the contribution you make to funding the Greater London Authority and other service providers. For more information on Camden Council, visit camden.gov.uk or call 020 7278 4444. That is the end of Track 7 and the end of the magazine. Of the recording and...